Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Jess, and I am so excited to be here with you guys today, whether you're watching this or listening to this. This is a conversation that we have to have when it comes to being a spiritual hustler, because here on the podcast, if you're new, welcome. If you're not new, welcome back. You know that we break down all of the things. I don't want to say the word woo because like I hate that word in a way, but everyone uses it. But it's just a word. I believe the word woo is a term that people use to just create some commonality and normalization around being a really conscious, super awake human being that is on the path to doing their own inner work. But I digress. We talk about all of those spiritual woo-woo things here on the podcast when it comes to feng shui and crystals and Akashic records and aliens and the spiritual journey, connecting to Gaia, plant medicine, all of the things. We talk about it here on the podcast. We also talk about all things business, what it really means to be a leader, what it really means to build a brand, how to build a true model that makes you a lot of money, and how to do that from a vibration of flow and ease and trust and receptivity and surrender and fun. And a lot of the women in my community through my business school and my retreats and my mastermind and a lot of the women in my friend group all reach a point at some point or another, whether they're here in this moment or they've been there or anticipating being there again, is the experience of feeling stuck. And I don't know about you guys, but I've felt stuck many times in my life. I specifically felt stuck when I worked at a corporate job. I don't know if y'all know this about me, but for about 2 years, I call it like my bird walk into corporate America, in between my first business, Cheeky, that left me in almost $100,000 worth of credit card debt. Before I started Simply Be, I had to pay off that debt and like get my life together. And so I took a corporate job as a lifeline. And yeah, that was not for me. I often say that company was like going into like the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Do you guys know that fairy tale? Where like you enter this weird world and it feels like reality until you come out of it and you're like, that was so not reality. That's what working in corporate America was like for me. And I learned a lot. I'm grateful for it. It gave me a whole new vernacular. It allowed me to face corporate clients in my agency because I left that job to start Simply Be. And we ended up working pretty much exclusively with corporate clients for the majority of those 7 years. And so I'm so grateful for it. But man, towards the end of that two years and change journey, I had never felt more stuck in my life because I was golden handcuffed. I was absolutely terrified of taking a risk and bet on myself. I didn't have the clarity of what I was really going to do. I just knew I needed to get out of there. And no one was going to unstuck me for me. I had to unstick myself out of that environment, place the bet on myself, start my agency. And what happened in those next 7 years, many of you already know this story, but that business grew faster and bigger than I could have ever predicted. Like I remember 18 months into Simply Be, I started it coming out of that corporate job, had absolutely no idea what I was really going to do with it. I just knew I was good at branding and marketing and I could get some early clients. And within a year and a half, I had done over $1 million in revenue. And I just remember looking around at my life, my business, my team, my office, and saying to a friend of mine, like, I did not predict this. I remember saying the word predict. I could never have predicted in a million years that this is where it would take me. Because in order to get unstuck, we feel like we have to be able to predict the future, right? In order to be safe enough to move ourselves through the discomfort, we have to know what we're reaching for next to feel comfortable again and quickly, right? And what's ironic is that that business, many of you know this as well, Simply Be, led me to a point where I felt stuck again by my own beautiful golden cage that I had built, this multi-7-figure agency that wasn't in alignment anymore. But I couldn't do anything about that because it was mine. I couldn't quit that business. I built that business. It wasn't like saying, here's my 2 weeks' notice to anyone else above me. I was the CEO. And so as the divine universe aligned, you know, I had a company that came in about a year and a half after that breakdown to break through when it came to healing my own addiction to hustle, that wanted to buy my company. And here we are talking about all things woo, all things business, all things feminine power, in service of the women that I know I once was. And so today I want to talk about how we get unstuck for good. Because here's what being stuck really means. It doesn't mean that you're wrong or in an imperfect place. It doesn't mean that you're failing. It's simply a spiritual signal that something is not in alignment. So some common symptoms of stuckness are: you're working your ass off, but nothing is moving. You keep pivoting, perfecting, rebranding. You're growing a business that is no longer you, or you're stuck in your own golden handcuffs at a corporate job that looks really good on paper, but feels like a slow death inside of your soul. Stuck is often a response to your nervous system freezing because it doesn't feel safe to let go. We're going to name it. We're going to normalize it. And we're going to soften it, because that softening is really where the gold is. And it is so antithetical to the masculine programming that we've been conditioned as women in business to adopt, to prove, to work harder, to muscle our way through it, to grin and bear it, and ultimately push our way through it. And the truth is, hustle, it's really a trauma response at the end of the day. It's not a sustainable way to build anything. It's certainly not a sovereign way to build anything. And moving out of unstuckness requires us to come back to our softness and our sovereignty. And a lot of the time, we believe that we're going to get clarity on how to move through our next stuck moment with more strategy, but that's an illusion. That clarity can only come from embodiment. And that's why burnout is often mistaken as a business problem, when really it's an identity and nervous system problem. And so the invitation here is to really start to feel what safety is in your body. Okay, sisters, truth bomb time. Your brain and your nervous system don't give a flying F about your goals, your dreams, or your next launch strategy. The only thing that they are seeking is familiarity. That's why healing and growth and expansion often feels like resistance. That's because it's unfamiliar. Microflow is here to change that. Founded by Christy Nault, a root cause health expert, Microflow blends psilocybin, yep, that's magic mushrooms, lion's mane, cacao, rose, and blue lotus into the cleanest microdosing supplements on the market. 100% organic, Reiki-infused, and third-party lab tested. Now, these formulas, which I have been using for 3 years and have completely changed my life, are designed to quiet what Christy calls the default mode network, aka your brain's autopilot, and ignites what's called neurogenesis, helping your brain to build new pathways wired for vitality, trust, receptivity, courage, abundance, confidence, and connection. Whether you're addressing anxiety, which I've struggled with, ADHD, burnout, which I've struggled a lot with, or just want to feel more clear and in flow in your everyday life, MicroFlow is a nervous system resourcing tool that is safe for everyday life. Yes, even while parenting, working, driving, or even podcasting. Wink, wink. I want you to start with the Exude and Surrender bundle, which harmonizes your system to sync with your cycle and the lunar flow of the moon. And for somatic healing and deeper journeys, the Theta Blend supports breathwork, intimacy, and your spiritual practice. Now, if you are ready to upgrade the entire technology of your cells in your body and rewire your subconscious mind, go to microflowhealing.com, use code Jessica10 for $10 off of your order and receive access to Christy's free 2.5 hour magic mushroom microdosing masterclass. Yep, all my goodies just for you. That's microflowhealing.com and use Jessica10 to get $10 off of your order. I remember when I quit that job, that corporate job, and safety to me looked like a few things. One, I knew I needed to get a client or two to sustain my rent and my groceries. And I got that before I quit. I had a little bit of tiny little bit of revenue that could fund my life for a few months. I remember having a very long, honest, challenging conversation with my husband because he wasn't for me quitting. He was terrified of me quitting. And in order for me to feel safe to quit, I needed him to be on board. And we got there. And I don't think I've ever shared this story. You all know that I love feathers. At least if you've been here a while, they're my favorite symbol, my totem. They're my logo. There's a feather right here on my mic stand. I had made a meeting to call my boss at the time to quit. Actually, she was traveling all over the country and I really wanted to do it in person. And we were going to have this. I liked my boss at that company for whatever it's worth. And I made this meeting to face to face, like give her the news. And then she had to travel like last minute. She couldn't come to the office. So I had to do it on the phone because I had a 2-week due date that I wanted to quit this job and start my own thing called Simply Be. Anyway, I call her. I was staying at an Airbnb in Dallas, is where the company was based, sitting at the kitchen table, and I gave her this news. And she was so supportive, actually, which was another sign that I was in alignment and I was safe to quit. And even if she wasn't supportive, I would have found that safety within myself. And nonetheless, I hang up the phone. This is when I was drinking, and I was like, I'm going to go across the street to that wine bar and grab myself a glass of champagne and sit at the bar and toast to my new beginning. And I walked down the steps of this Airbnb to cross the sidewalk and cross the street. And as soon as I opened the door out of this like apartment complex, there was this huge, huge, like mobile, almost like this swirling globe of white feathers, like suspended in the air, like above my face. You can't make this up. Like that, clearly, like the wind swept up all of these feathers and they were all white. And granted, that was a sign that was like blasted in front of my face, quite literally. In addition to those strategies, we know we can work with movement. We can work with breath. We can work with microdose mushrooms. In fact, I have used MicroFlow Healing specifically to rewire my nervous system. It is the only microdose brand on the market for women. And I am going to drop my code right now, Jessica10, and the link to purchase them in the show notes, because rewiring our body, our brain, our nervous system does take multiple practices, not to overwhelm yourself, but does take support and intention and the right tools. Because when we're able to feel safe, that's really when the feminine frequency begins to move forward. And your business can only grow to the extent of, yes, you growing as a person. I say this all the time, or your career. It also has to possess an energetic equation of clarity in where you're going next, confidence that you can do it, and the capacity to hold what's next, whatever it might look like. And I want to give you some really amazing examples of women in my community that have healed their stuckness by building a business that reflects who they really are, their own unique identity, have alchemized their nervous system dysregulation into safety in the body to receive. I say this in the intro of this podcast. This is really what we're up to in the spiritual hustler world. Now, I had a woman who was one of the top HR executives in the Fortune 500 world corporate employee for 30 years, found that safety, found that energetic alignment, increased her capacity for the unknown and a little bit of risk, and ended up quitting that corporate job at the beginning of this year and has launched an entirely new model, helping corporate women navigate midlife, and is really stretching and growing as an entrepreneur deep in her own discomfort, but is no longer stuck. She is fucking free. I have a woman who was an entrepreneur in corporate communications, actually, and decided to go off all on her own and came into actually the Feminine Frequency Business School and got the clarity and the confidence and increased her capacity. And she shared with me 1 month after graduating, she did a $20,000 month. And I just met up with her in May or June, so 6 months after graduating from my cohort, and her business is already on track to close at 7 figures in revenue by the end of the year. This is what happens when you take the strategies and the tips and the tactics we've unpacked today and apply them, you guys. And then finally, I had another incredible woman in my community who has been running an agency for 10 years and has had really, unfortunately, like down years the last couple of years because she really wasn't embodied and feeling safe. She was stuck in her sales process, her leadership, her confidence, her team, her product suite and offers. Like, her business was quite literally stuck. And she texted me 2 weeks after graduation and she closed a $90,000 contract, her biggest contract of her entire business, simply by implementing the tools that she had learned in my school. But it's all around this podcast, my school, my curriculum, my messaging on social media, my retreat curriculum when I host my once annual retreats. It's actually all around helping my community get unstuck. And so this is really why I built the Feminine Frequency Business School. This is more than just a business program. It's a complete recalibration of how you lead and you create and you receive and you brand and you market, and most of all, who you become. And if you feel stuck, and I believe that at some point in our trajectory, we all do, this is your next step. This is your invitation. This is my formal invitation into the Feminine Frequency Business School, because this isn't a course. It's not a course at all. It's technically a group coaching and certification program, but I would go so far to say it's even more than that. It is a rite of passage. It is a transformational portal. It is a program that you will start at week one as one version of yourself, and you will leave a completely new woman. This core transformation includes leadership and identity work that recodes your entire nervous system and your business. I have tools and I teach modules and models on everything from branding to marketing to productization to sales to systems to operations to team to stepping up into your leadership queen CEO role and why that's so important for you to lead from. We, of course, work with the medicine of the Egyptian goddesses, Hathor, Isis, Sekhmet, all 7 of the chakras. We do embodiment and spiritual work week after week of the program. As we build our businesses to scale, we have to stay in our bodies and take care of our physical system so that we don't burn out and stay embodied in our magic, in our feelings, in our heart, in our truth. And speaking of truth, the most beautiful aspect of this entire program is the global sisterhood of community that you will find across all the different corners of the internet coming together in one time and space. I really am biased. I know this. I have the best fucking community in the industry. I'm just going to say that very boldly. There is no other community that matches the depth, the consciousness, the kindness, the lovingness, the badassery of my community. I just feel so honored every single day getting to show up in this container to lead this kind of community. It is my greatest freaking privilege. So the doors to the Feminine Frequency Business School are open now and space is limited. And if you're feeling the call, let this be your year. Let this be your moment. Let this be your recalibration. Let this be your year that you finally get unstuck and start to fly free from the vibration of who you really truly came here to be. That's what this program promises. And I just want to leave you with one final reminder. Your stuckness, no matter where you are and what it looks like, is not your stopping point. It's actually your start line. All right, my beautiful friends, I will see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. As always, I love being with you. I'm going to drop the link to sign up for the Feminine Frequency Business School in the show notes. And I hope that I get to meet you inside of this beautiful, global, gorgeous container of feminine power. I will see you on the next episode. Until then, have a beautiful week. Bye, guys.